Inside OJ's Head. This is commentary from James Brown. No one will know what was inside OJ Simpson's head. The Pro Football Hall of Famer turned infamous accused double murderer died of cancer a few weeks back. He was found not guilty in what was called the trial of the century. He was 76. His longtime lawyer, Malcolm Laverne, says Simpson's assets will be distributed in a, quote, cold, dispassionate manner. Laverne also says he has no interest in finding out the condition of Simpson's brain. CTE is a degenerative brain disease that has been found in athletes, especially former football players, due to repeated head injuries. It's thought to cause behavioral and cognitive issues, like impulsive, aggressive, and antisocial behavior. Others face dementia, or ALS, known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Hundreds of these athletes won a lawsuit against the NFL, who has since acknowledged the tie between football and CTE. Whether OJ killed his ex-wife Nicole and her friend Ron Goldman or not, he displayed many of the signs of CTE. But no one will know what was inside OJ Simpson's head. On at least one occasion, said Simpson's lawyer, someone called saying he's a CTE guy who studies the brain. That's a hard no. His entire body, including his brain, will be cremated. And that's a shame. What do you think? Tell me in the comments and support my work at jamesbrowntv.substack.com or email me at jamesbrowntv@gmail.com. You could also leave me a message at 585-484-0339. And if you like what I'm doing, share it with a friend. On that note, I'm James Brown. And as always, be well.